It's always great when I get a chance to speak with my good friend, Judge Don Lowry. He's now retired, but doesn't mean he's still not active. Hi, Don. How are you this morning, pal? It's good to
hear from you. Hey, I'm fine, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Always good a chance to talk to Don. And Don and I, in a more informal setting, have talked about age, and I think more than one occasion, Don has said, aren't you old enough to know better?
Yeah, well, aren't we all?
You know, when I was preparing for what is an adult, and you would think, well, this is an easy question to answer, but it's not. When you look back at the roots of this, a lot of this comes from religion. It comes from a chemical process called puberty, and then decision making. And then, of course, there are different categories when it comes to legal. I learned a new term, Judge, the age of majority.
Right, right. You know, Tom, the whole concept of age restrictions or enabling ages to do things, as we've been all over the map for ages on this. I can go back 50 years and point out differences in ages and of rights or privileges. You know, in Illinois, for instance, at age 17, under the criminal law, you become an adult. At age 18, the Supreme Court has said you have to be 18 to be executed for your crimes. You have to be 18 to vote. You have to be 18 to serve in military service. You have to register for the draft when you're 18. You have to be 21 to smoke. You have to be 21 to drink. And now there's that proposal. You have to be 21 to go into casinos. And there's a proposal to raise rifle or long gun possession to 21 from the current of 18. The gun laws in Illinois are you have to be 21 to own a handgun. You have to be 18 to own a long gun. So, you know, now the marriage situation, my gosh, that's even worse.
Right.
It's done by state by state. Sometimes it's 16. Sometimes it's 18. At one point it was 14. There is that provision in California that they're pushing that would allow men to marry girls as young as 12. Now, that is a pushover towards the complying with the Muslim faith. So now, having said all that, you can see it's all over the board.
But isn't really the issue, Don, in many parameters, would be the age in which you are an adult and are responsible for yourself and are ready to take full advantage of your rights? I mean, because that's one of the figures here when you talk about it. Driver's license, well, that's a privilege. But owning a gun is enumerated in the Bill of Rights.
Well, there's a difference between privileges and rights. You know, the Constitution affords rights to the individuals. It's the state statutes that afford privileges. Now, if you look at the Constitution, there are only age restrictions in the Constitution that I recall are the age restrictions on running for federal office,
right?
Congressman, president, and senator.
Yes.
There are no other age restrictions. The First Amendment doesn't say you have to be 18 to have First Amendment protections, or certainly the Sixth Amendment or the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment right to counsel, that's afforded to any individual charged with a crime, so irrespective of age. So you see, there is a difference between the rights and the privileges that are afforded by the various documents.
All right, because and I wonder, Don, is this just a bit of sophistry when I say 18, you can join the Army and they give you a gun. 18 and you're not in the Army, you don't get a gun. Now, when we're talking about the Army, it's not because of rights, but is that an unfair apples and orange bit of sophistry here?
No, I don't think so. And let me just give you a personal example of this. We say to these kids, 18 years old, and I got drafted when I was 19, but we say to these kids that are 18 years old, you're old enough to serve in the military, you're old enough to learn to shoot a gun, and you're old enough to die for your country. Because we do put those kids in harm's way. I was put in harm's way before I was ever 21.
Right.
So the thing about it is, if they are old enough and mature enough to serve in the military and die for their country, They're old enough to vote, and they should be old enough to have the other rights and privileges that are afforded by the government, state and local.
In the legal department, what's the difference between a juvenile and a minor?
Well, that varies by state statute.
Does it?
You know,
okay.
Some states have, it's in Illinois, of course, you become an adult at the age of 17. Some states it's 18. Some states it's 16. And then some states have automatic transfer provisions for juveniles into adult court for the type of offense that they commit. Now, I understand all of that. I understand the rationale behind it, but there is no consistency. And the problem with the age requirements for certain things is we have no consistency. When someone says, well, what is an adult? Here we're having that conversation. We're not real sure what an adult is.
And there's a lot of scientific research that seems to lean towards that we are moving backwards in maturity in the age groups that we're talking about, that the emotional maturity of a 17-year-old now is equivalent to 20 or 30 years ago, the emotional maturity of a 14 or 13-year-old.
Well, that probably has to do with society. I mean, 20 or 30 years ago, we didn't have kids eating Tide Pods
right, either.
You know, we have become a medicated society, and with drugs and the easy fix for depression and, oh, if you hurt, take this. That's why we have an opioid epidemic. That's why we have drug problems and kids eating Tide Pods and so on. That's the problem. It's a societal thing, and the 60th generation people have not forced their children to grow up and mature.
All right.
And that's why you see that erosion.
Now, I've read several books by psychologists over the last few years. Is what's wrong with our culture is we don't have, as I was raised for the term, of age of accountability based in religion, that you are now an adult and you are responsible for the things you do. Now, the legal system has its different gateways as well. I was looking back into the Talmud and some of this. This is an issue that has apparently been an issue for basically all of humanity. You know, we've always had these issues of what is an adult. You know, Jewish, for instance, it's 13. But, I mean, I was raised in the church, and there came a day what mom says and dad says, you are now an adult, and you are responsible. And, see, a lot of cultures had rites of passage that said,
right, this
is when you're an adult, and you are now responsible for yourself. In Roman times, the head of the family was responsible for all of the younger people. They were punished instead of the people who committed the crime because they were the responsible party. This is something we've fought about for a long time, Judge.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and that's part of the problem. As society develops, it's more of an individual area sort of thing, you know, in the Roman times versus today's times. When are you an adult? Kids are exposed more to what's going on in the world. You know, I don't necessarily buy that argument that kids are less mature today than they were, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. I just think kids have more responsibility 20 or 30 years ago than parents and guardians have forced onto children today. You see that by looking at the college campuses. Everything is not a free ride. Everything is not free. There are rights and responsibilities, and those rights and responsibilities aren't just yours. They're the other person that you may disagree with. It's their rights. But, you know, Tom, let me tell you this personal story. This has been going on for years and years and years. When I was commissioned a second lieutenant in the Army after I got drafted, I was on my way to Korea to be in the DMZ, and we all know how the DMZ is. It was worse then than it is now. I was under 21. I was flying out of O'Hare Airport in my second lieutenant uniform, and I had to wait. So I went to the bar and ordered a beer. The bartender looked at me and said, I can't serve you. You're too young. And there I am,
right, able
to die for my country, but I can't get a beer in an airport bar. There's something wrong with that. Now, having said that, at the same time, I could legally drink in New York.
Right.
So, you know, we've got to come along and get some consistency on all this.